The Army is getting an upgrade with the purchase of 43 Bushmaster armoured vehicles. They can fit and protect up to 10 Army personnel and are expected to be used both in New Zealand and overseas. Our reporter Logan Church and cameraman Dom Thomas filed this report.
Despite the bucketing rain, Defence Minister Ron Mark was in high spirits today, announcing to a group of soldiers at Linton Army Camp a large purchase of Bushmaster armoured vehicles.
The way in which we train, equip and prepare you is fundamental to how we're able to deploy, attack our missions, complete them successfully and get home safely. And some of us might have argued to continue to send you into operations with anything less than this was simply irresponsible.
The government's bought 43 of these Bushmaster vehicles at a cost of just under $103 million. Each one weighs 17 tonnes and can fit up to 10 Army personnel inside. They are replacing the Army's ageing Pinzgau vehicle fleet. Major General John Boswell says these Bushmasters are a big step up.
The key difference is that the capacity of this vehicle in terms of both the equipment and manpower it can carry, in terms of its protection that it affords, and in terms of its employability across the spectrum of military operations. So this vehicle has a role from humanitarian assistance, disaster relief operations, both here in New Zealand and in the Southwest Pacific, all the way through to contributing to our combat environment, because it's got that level of protection that's required to afford our troops the protection that they need to operate effectively.
So what physical environments do you think these will be working in?
Okay, so let me paint a couple of pictures for you. We had to deploy the LAV to the Christchurch earthquake because it had the command and control systems and the mobility that allowed us to move freely around Christchurch at that time. Well, this vehicle can do that. We needed to provide protective vehicles to the police on a number of occasions over recent years. Sadly, primarily as a result of a shooting incident, these vehicles can deploy in support of the New Zealand Police. They're ideal for security operations in the Southwest Pacific, should we have incidents in places like that we have in the past, and then we can utilise it in peacekeeping operations overseas if we're committed to a UN mission.
These ones here today are already in use by New Zealand Special Forces. The new ones are not due until late 2022. They've been ordered from defence contractor Thales in Australia, where they are already in common use. Ron Mark says they offer better protection in modern warfare, especially with the increased use of improvised explosive devices. He says more than 100 strikes recorded against these vehicles overseas has resulted in no casualties.
IEDs are a preferred weapon in certain theatres, and hitting a soft convoy is an easy way of degrading an opposing force. These vehicles are specifically designed for that type of environment. They've been battle-tested.
The Bushmasters are the second lot of new vehicles for the Army. A new fleet of Polaris all-terrain vehicles arrived this year. Ron Mark says more defence purchases are also in the pipeline, but wouldn't be drawn on what they might be. What else is in the pipeline?
We'll announce that soon. There is another announcement yet to come, but we can't do that today.
For Checkpoint, Logan Church.